are here to interview a lady, known to you because of her ability. As the glamorous, amorous lady they call.
She's expecting you, gentlemen. Won't you come in?
Now we don't mean Greta, and we don't mean Betta, or Loretta, or the song of Bernadetta. We mean the fabulous, fabulous lady they call.
The other gentlemen are here. Please come in.
She's new. She's front-faced up.
She's headlines.
She's top.
And in advance, the critics are all in accord.
She's gonna win the next Academy Award.
All her fans will be delighted, not to mention quite excited at her personal appearance presently. She's stupendous, tremendous, colossal, terrifical.
She's got it!
Fribbins, what is all this?
The gentleman of the press, milady.
Darling, how utterly charming of you to have dropped in like this. How delightfully informal of you to have dropped in like this. I mean, how perfectly marvelous of you to have... Well, you have dropped in, haven't you? And I... Well, gentlemen, you have caught me pitifully unprepared. And now you may rise. And now, you may rise. Oh, oh, come, get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get on with this. There, now. That's better, isn't it? Gentlemen of the press, members of the Fourth Estate, what can I do for you? Tell me, pray do.
Oh, glamorous lady, oh,
much too much. A sort of a bit of a go and touch. But confidentially, gentlemen, and this is off the record, of course.
Of course.
But about my next picture. I'm faced with a curious problem. Shall I always be dramatic? Biographically emphatic, should I devote my life to the legitimate art? Or should I do what I'd adore so, do my acting with my torso, and give all the natives a start? Must the roles I play be tragic, full of Oscar-winning magic? Should I drain the cup of drama to its dregs? Or do you think it is permissible to be for once quite kissable and give them a peep of my legs? I'd like to be a pin-up girl, a cheesecake girl, too. And what is Ginger Rogers that I am not? And what has Betty Grable got that I haven't got? Oh, the cinema must exhibit me in roles that so inhibit me. I feel just like a soldier out of step. Yes, but would the episode outlive me? Would my public quite forgive me if I tried to show the world I'm really hep? But now, you darlings, you adorable, dear boys, I'm going to tell you all about my next picture. What is my next picture? No, don't tell me. Shh. Excuse me, darling. Madame Cremeton. Madame Cremeton, gentlemen, will be a monumental biographical tribute to a monumental biographical woman who toiled, searched, starved, slaved, suffered, pioneered, so that the world, you, and I could reap the benefits of her magnificent discovery, the safety pin. The story starts in a dark, dank, dingy tenement in Amsterdam. Holland, you know. In the flat of a poor, impoverished family, but of rather good antecedents. Gretchen Cremeton was a very brave and noble woman who, against the wishes of her father, the Baron, you know, married this young inventor who didn't have a sou. Penniless. And there they were in Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam?
Yes, there they were in a dark and dingy tenement flat with no food and no heat and no money for to pay the rent. But did they care?
No, they don't care.
Madame Cremeton, she don't care, cause she seen the light just the other day. Since then, she's been trying for to find a way for to bring to the world a big invent, and so she did. Hoop-dee-doody, Madame Cremeton did. She toiled and strived and sweat and slaved, stretching her mind and beginning to rave. But the price she paid was worth the pain, for on a cold and frosty morn,
oh, no!
The safety pin was born.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Talk about